Preparing your outfit and perfume for the gym. Preface. For those of us who are busy or love being a critic, the perfume advice is humor, of course, though ultimately somewhat of a real advice for the lads whom I know will be reading this because of the title. Use hand sanitizer instead of a scented product that carries 30 feet downwind. Thank you. Fashion advice, in as far as I am qualified to give it, is real, and it is a great wisdom, certainly for me, and hopefully it will become a great wisdom for you as well. Because if all you want is abs or to lose weight, you are somewhat likely to fail. Just is not enough. You must aim for nothing short of your true beauty. And the workout advice, though somewhat skimpy as I always write about it, is important. Because for a workout to really work out, it must be non-stop. It must be a full body exercise, which can only be twisting and turning weighted down with dumbbells. There is simply not enough time in the day or life for muscle isolation and sets and reps. You can do it faster if you give yourself a proper full body workout. Without further ado, pairing your outfit and perfume for the gym. While most ladies want to blend in and avoid perfume, that is not always a good idea. Many of the bros use a dad deodorant, apparently of the same brand, right before a workout. And after a while, when you realize you're huffing some dude's armpits, you start hoping for a neatly smelling lady who could totally turn things around. Heavy vanilla can be overwhelming at first, but it's not that bad compared to the bro. And unfortunately, the only other choice are the cedar wood-based sniffs, but those are really hard to get right, and they have to be in the neutral area, as they are often mixed with something else that smells all too artificial. Overall, avoid scented products. And though not as bothersome as actual deodorants and perfumes, sometimes, especially if you are hand washing something, the smell of the detergent can also make an impression. Not exactly a gym rule, but if someone starts getting a headache from huffing deodorant, then, yeah, they may complain to the front desk and they'll get you on your way out. Though they're really nice about it, I'm sure. As to the outfit, you can't dress sporty. You dress like that for the outside of the gym. You can't dress calm or to blend in. Because a workout is superhero stuff. It's a battle. There is nothing calm about it. The outfit is a serious issue that demands serious consideration. While a gym is a place of beauty, it is also a war zone where a wrestling singlet fits rather well. Unlike yoga gear and similar, you can create a custom design for a singlet. They use dye sublimation techniques, and the colors can be spectacular. Fundamentally, you dress for battle. You never dress to hide. Gym is a great challenge. You never stop moving. Your workout has to match your outfit. I've seen a lady perform a solid American football workout, and it was fierce. It was about advancing forward and stretching and twisting and turning. I half remember her rolling on the ground. though she never returned, the impression she made, with all the lunges and dedication she showed, still stands. There's few other people that do that, and that's always the correct way to help your body advance and develop. Now, the big problem here is not the technique, but shyness. And I have developed, and again I am speaking half jokingly, I have developed an extraordinarily questionable technique to address shyness. Your reputation for being a fine, upstanding, and serious lady needs to go, but in the most wonderful of ways. Just about 2 months before every Halloween, I modify my weight belt with a dollar store paper towel stand, and I attach fluffy and enormous 2.5-foot-long tail. This past Halloween, it was truly huge, and I even taught myself, to my own shame, how to wag it. You have to gently bend one leg after another in a quick succession to rotate your rear ever so slightly, and the tail just starts wagging on its own. I'm not sure how it works exactly, but your shyness goes away for a few solid months, which is all you need to get used to your new outfit and getting into that fierce workout, nonstop, always pushing, and with a fierce warrior expression. An actual example of a rather powerful and complex advancing pushing workout is the 300 workout. But all it really is HIIT, which stands for High Intensity Interval Training. Whichever one you pick, you have to keep moving. You have to twist and turn. And you need light dumbbells. A good guiding principle here is a workout that terrifies all the bodybuilders, especially if you choose to wear a tail to deal with shyness. It just looks terrifying compared to people sitting around. Personally, I try to twist and turn with the dumbbells, and I'm working out with 20 pounds per hand, so my motion is rather limited. Inertial forces of 20 pounds per hand are just too hard to deal with. But if you have a dance floor, try shuffle dancing, and also with light dumbbells. Not so light that you can handle more, but not so heavy that they force you to stop. That ruins a workout. And music also gives you dance trance, so as long as you hit every beat, the time will pass faster. Sitting is very bad. It's a sign that the workout will not work out. Muscle isolation pretty much destroys your workouts because of how slowly you progress when you do that, and the racks and cages can again only slow you down. Muscle is how we move. To build muscle, to be fit, to be able to take a fall without hurting, you need a full body integrated workout, which is always non-stop as you move between muscle groups, letting them rest one by another. And it must rely on dumbbells. That's how you tell your body to grow muscle. But you don't have to lift too heavy. 20 pounds is kind of ridiculous. You don't need to keep growing muscles. 10 or 15 pounds per hand for an hour may just be where you will find yourself in the end. Other than that, a gym will give you a safe environment. That is something not to be underestimated. Here, the maximum number of people staring at you, with your tail on especially, is limited to a fraction of the people that show up for the gym that hour. While jogging on the street, tail or no tail, is a lot cooler, it is not exactly a fitness environment, especially if you are young. No one will correct the behavior of people that have no manners. Though you will never see it, at the gym, people are looking out for each other. They care. Which brings us to the end of this strange text, where I mentioned that one of the funniest things that has happened to me happened because of my early Halloween costume. Already having earned some muscle through my non-stop workouts and gathered enough courage to put my tail on a full month early, I was waddling to the gym, crossing the street like a proper pedestrian, and the mailman, probably retired military as they often are, noticed me. I probably reminded him that he always wanted to get back in shape and put on some muscle, and he really needs to sign up for the gym just about now. At which point, I made a slight turn towards the door, and my darn tail came into his view. The poor man paused and muttered, "What the fuck?" And for many, many days after that, and to this day, as you can tell, as I think about it, I speak his words out loud and just laugh. I will continue laughing at my strange way to deal with shyness until well into my future. Lastly, remember, a gym is not about losing weight or getting into shape. It is about your beauty. You are going all the way out there, as the full way is the only way that guarantees your success completely. Go all the way, and don't stop when you get there. In the large scheme of things, whether you like to hear it or not, you are not a worker, not even a mere human. You are, in fact, a creature of the stars. Not only that, your humanity also demands that you rise all the way up and become a great being. And that can only be a journey that starts with a smile. The simplest out of the most powerful within us. Start in the beginning. And don't you dare to ever think about reaching the end and stopping. Continue on moving. Continue on challenging yourself. The aim must be nothing short of beauty and greatness.